I got up early this morning, and my mama is 83, and I usually have a routine that I follow on Mother's Day when she's just not able to get out like she used to. And the Lord said, go on over there early this morning. I said, well, Lord, she won't be up. Go over there and tell her Happy Mother's Day. And I fully intended to go up on the porch, Brother Tony, and take her gift and her card. And I called her yesterday and I said, Mama, I won't be able to see you much today, tomorrow. But I think you know I love you. I proved it. You prove your love to your mother every day, not just on Mother's Day. She said, son, I know if I ever need anybody, you'd be the first to call. That means something to me with three children. She's got another son and a daughter. She said, you'd be the first. She said, I know I can count on you. So I argued with the Lord for about 10 minutes and went on over there and got there at 9 o'clock. She don't get up to 10. Guess who was waiting at the front door? Looking at the door, the screen door. She said, I knew you was coming this morning. I was squalling so much I couldn't hardly get out of the car. I said, Mom, I wished I had more time to spend with you today. She said, son, just seeing your face and knowing your love's enough for me. Now, that's a mama. An understanding mama. One that knows when you're busy and knows you're always trying to do for the Lord. And that's what I don't do what I do for Randy. Randy don't mean, his name don't mean nothing, but his name means everything. I've just been on the mountain all day. I couldn't hardly preach this morning for people were shouting. I was shouting. They had a rose service this morning, flower service this morning, Sister Grace. And y'all have seen those at Mother's Day. They had this great humongous pot of roses. I'm not going to preach long. I don't have that much on my heart. I just want to share what God's given me. But that's the biggest pot I've ever seen of roses full of water. And I wanted so bad to get in that bucket and get me one for Vicki and one for Miss Frances. The Lord said, just stay here. Let everybody from the church get their rose for their mother. There wasn't one left for me. Not one rose. God said, now you go back there and you tell your wife something from me. And I went back there and I told Vicki and I said, I don't have a rose for you, but I got a heart full of love. She just started squalling. And I said, Miss Frances, you'll never know what you meant to me, but I didn't realize this, but Kevin, my son, was with me, and he had gotten two roses. Thank God for the son. And he gave one to Vicki, and he gave one to Miss Frances. I said, God, you're way ahead of me as usual. And I said, Lord, I started reading the scripture in Proverbs 31, and who can find a virtuous woman for a price is far above rubies? And God said, look down at that pot. There ain't no roses in there, but it's full of water. And he said, son, you're full of water this morning. Just let it just go all over everybody. I tell you, they were shouting. Brother Jeff, I was shouting. People was running to the altar. I'm telling you, when God's in something, he's in it, amen. That's the second time in 32 years that I've ever went anywhere on Mother's Day except my home church. But I really felt strong this morning that God wanted me to go. And I told you, didn't I, Brother Jeff? God's in it, and he's in this tonight. If you got your Bibles, turn to Esther. I know that's not a common book. Esther chapter number 5. That's right between the book of Nehemiah and I believe, is it Job, Brother Jeff? I believe it is. Yes, it's between Nehemiah and the book of Job. I'll give you just a second to turn to that. I know that's not a commonly read chapter or book, but that's what God's laid in my heart. And then I also want you to hold your place right there. And there's probably two, I probably won't get to but two of them, but I want you to turn also to the book of Song of Solomon, chapter number 3, and I believe I'll start there, and I don't want to ask you to stand, we're all give out, let's just admit it, we're tired, and our bodies are tired, and God understands that. But in the Song of Solomon, chapter 3, we want to read a couple places, and we'll pray, and then we'll deliver the message that God laid on heart. The Bible said, the Song of Solomon, chapter number 3, by night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets and in the broadways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, Saw ye him whom my soul loveth. It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house, into the chamber of her that conceived me. Then the book of Esther, chapter number 5, verse number 1. The Bible said, Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the gate of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, What wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be given to thee to the half of the kingdom. And Esther answered, If it seem good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him. Then the king said, Cause Haman to make haste that he may do as Esther has said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. Heavenly Father, as I bow before you once again, we thank you, Lord, again for this wonderful Lord's Day. Lord, we've honored the mothers today. And Lord, I believe, God, that the most honor that's due is the honor that's due to you this day. And Lord, every day in my life, God, you're worthy of all our praise and honor. And God, we thank you, Lord, for our earthly mother. But most of all, we thank you, Lord, for our spiritual mother, the church. We thank you, God, that we're saved because, Lord, we heeded the call one day. Our mother took us to church, and the message was preached by Brother Jewel. We heeded the call, and we got saved. And, Lord, we've been coming to the banquet house ever since. And, Lord, I pray you'll take, Lord, what little strength I've got and use it for the honor and thy glory. And if there's one here lost tonight, I pray you'll save them, Lord. I pray you'll have your will in your way and bless the reading and the preaching of your word. And we'll thank you. We'll praise you because we love you in Jesus' name. Now, I was sitting in my chair today, and I began to meditate on this scripture. I didn't have much rest. I just began to pray, and I said, if Jeff needs me, I want to be there. I said, he's got two revivals back-to-back. I've got some and come and back-to-back, and I tell you, it takes a toll on your body. And I always want to try to be a help to my pastor in the church. And if you want to be a help to somebody, you got to be ready, Brother Jeff. And that's what God told me to preach on tonight. I want to preach on a banquet for the church, glory to God. That's what God told me to preach on, Brother Darrell. Now listen, there's two different situations here. In the Song of Solomon, it told about a man that was out of the will of God. His soul was wanting to see who that person that was saved him and washed him in his blood. I believe it's talking about Jesus. You can believe what you want to. The only one that can save your soul is the Lord. And he had got out of the will of God, and he said, saw ye him? To whom my soul loveth. And the Bible said he went out in the street. I'm telling you, glory to God, if you want to find the Lord, you'll find him in God's house. Amen. That's why there's so many lost people today. They're not coming to God's house. We've got to encourage them and get them in here, draw them and beg them and plead with them to come, because the day is coming, as Brother Clint preached on the end times this week. I thought about it. This thing is winding up. Amen. Bible said he went out into the streets and he didn't find him. Let me tell you something. I didn't find nothing but trouble out in the street. When I was a young man and I wasn't right with God, I confess that to y'all. I said, I ain't always been lived for the Lord like I should, but I've been saved ever since I was 9 years old. And you know, there's a period of time in my life when I was out there in the street and I didn't do like I should do, glory to God, but glory to God, God still loved me, amen. But there came a day in my life when my soul was longing for that one that he loved. And I began to walk toward him, and I began to plead with him, and I began to say, Lord, I need you back in my life. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm so glad that he wrapped his arms around me. He said, let's go to the banquet house, amen. The banquet house is the church, amen. The word banquet means this. It means a ceremonial feast given in honor to someone. A sumptuous feast. In other words, you can have anything you want. But I didn't know what I was going to get when I got to the church. But glory to God, I got more than I ever bargained for. It's a sumptuous feast to me. People ask me all the time, why do you get so excited? I said, I can't help it, amen. He said, come and dine, and I just eat all I can, amen. I believe a lot of people starving to death, Stacy, because they're not coming and dining. You can't live like the devil and not repent and come to God's house to enjoy what we got tonight. You got to try your best. I said, try your best to live right. Brother Russell told me, he said, there's nothing in that book that'll hurt you if you try to live right. He was letting me know something, that we was going to fail every now and then. But I'm glad in Psalms 37, the Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. When I get into God's house and I get where I need to get, he'll pick me up, amen. Woo! It's a banquet house. Here was Queen Esther, little Jew girl. The Bible said over in chapter 1, the Bible said there was another queen over there named Vashti. The Bible said the king said, I'm going to have a feast for my queen. But you know what she did? She didn't come. She said, I'm going to have my own feast. Oh, Lord, help me right here. There's a lot of them thinking they're having a feast in the house of God. They got this thing figured out. But let me tell you something. When God puts it in order, it's in order. This ain't about the queen. This is about him. And the king said, I want to do this for you. And she said, I'm going to go my own way. Kevin was in the car with me today. Boy, he was squalling. He was just squalling. He said, Dad, thank you, Dad. Thank you. And I told him about that funeral I had not too long ago. I just called the name of the church. Please don't go there. One of Kevin's best friends goes over there, and he said, I told him, I said, your best friend's out of the will of God. He said, how do you know that? I said, how can anybody go to a playhouse and be right with God? He said, Dad, what do you know about it? I said, I had a funeral over there. I said, it's a playhouse. I said, Dad's playing funkadelics and hard rock at a funeral. Let me tell you something, glory to God. That ain't what the Bible said. The Bible said to weep with those that weep and rejoice with those that rejoice. They thought they was going to dance and clap and come in there in shorts and flip-flops. This is God's house, amen. It's not a playground, amen. I probably won't ever preach at that church, by the way. A good friend of mine went over there for a while. Used to be a deacon. I said used to be. There's a lot of used to be Christians. I saw him go from our church, I won't call the name of it, out of respect to Brother Jeff, to another church, a pretty good church over there too. Then he went on the inactive list. I said, what's wrong? I went over there and visited that church. I said, what's wrong with you, brother? Why are you sitting at the back of the church? He said, my wife wants me to sit with me. I knew right then he was out of the will of God. Let me tell you something. You can get out of the will of God just like that. He went from that church, these are two old-fashioned churches, by the way, to that church, West Ridge Baptist Church. I'll tell you exactly where it is. Don't ever go there. He went over there. Next thing I know, he's drinking. Next thing I know, he's cussing. Next thing I know, he's out of church. My son said, I was going to tell you about it, Dad. I said, too late. I already knew. I said, I knew it when I went over to Ebenezer, and he's sitting way back in the back. Let me tell you something, huh? Glory to God. When you're right with God, you want to pull up to the table. You don't want to get away from the table. You want to get up to it, amen. I don't care where you sit in church. You can do what you want to. But I believe deacons and preachers ought to be deacons and preachers. Amen. Don't have the title, and you're not going to do the work. Don't have the title and bring reproach on the name of the Lord. By the way, go out there and follow me around a little while. You've never heard a bad report on me because I strive my best to keep my reputation clean because of what he paid on that cross for me. I said, I strive. It's a job. I worked with a pastor the other day. One of the people in the office said, just about said a cuss word. She said, put her hand over her mouth. That pastor said, write it down on a piece of paper. You know what I said to him, Brother Nick? I said, my God ain't blind. I'll never preach in that church either. He said, ooh, you got me, preacher. I said, let me tell you something. He's not deaf. He's not blind. You think you can get away with that unclean stuff coming out of your mouth? The Bible said Lot vexed his righteous soul with a filthy conversation of the wicked. It's not supposed to go in here. It's not supposed to come out of here. From the abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh. Here's Esther, minding her own business, a virgin, a good girl. Vashti refuses the king's commandment, chapter 1. Bible said it angered Ahasuerus. I believe that's right. I ain't read this in a long time. I ain't read it today. It's just coming fresh. King Ahasuerus and Queen Esther. She wasn't queen then. Vashti was queen. He got mad because she wouldn't come to his feast, his banquet. You know what he said? He said, he was really angered. Somebody come up to him and said, hey, the queen has brought shame to you in this province. She's brought shame to you. In other words, you're losing your reputation. You're losing your influence because your wife is not doing what you're supposed to do. Oh, glory to God, I wish I had about the strength of 10 more minutes. But glory to God, I told my wife a lot of times, I said, if you love me, you're supposed to be in subjection to me. Ask her the next time. And she said, yes, I am. A wife's supposed to be. I've quoted this very scripture today. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church. And wives, reverence your husbands. I just know what the book said. A lot of them don't like that kind of preaching. I don't care. I didn't write the book. I just preach it. A woman that's right with God will reverence her husband. If she don't, if she's not right with God, she won't reverence her husband. You wonder what causes divorces? The man or the woman's not right with God. You can tell them I said so. I know what I'm talking about. The Bible said, one of them came up to him and said, King, we got a problem here. I'm paraphrasing. I like Brother Clinton Green. He said, this is Clinton Green commentary. I like it. I'm going to use that. I used it this morning. I like it, man. Boy, I like him. I like him. I could listen to him every night preaching. Amen. He just thrilled my soul. He told me the other day, he said, Brother Hall, I said, you should have went on the other night when you got started. I said, I was just testifying. If I'd preached, it had been over. I said, glory to God. I said, I'm not going to get in front of you. I said, after the way you preached, I said, I'd crawl up under the bench to hear you. I said, thank you, Lord. He said, I appreciate that, Brother Hall. We ought to honor God's people. Amen. You're going to heaven with them. He said, hey, let's go out there and get these fair young virgins and bring them for you, and you examine them. We'll set them aside for a period of time. We're going to clean them up, so to speak. You choose one of them to be your new bride, because this queen ain't going to be your bride no more. Guess who they chose? A little old Jew girl. Thank you, Jesus. Guess who he chose? He said, I didn't choose you because you was the most. He said, my God, I chose you because you was the least. If you think you're a majority, you've lost it, amen. We are the minority, amen. We're the ones that's keeping this light, as Brother Clinton said, going. We're the reason he hadn't come back, because I'm still praying for folks, amen. How about you? You praying for them? You don't want them to die and go to hell. You better beg for the grace of God to keep pleading with them. Bible said they brought her in there. They put her aside and they cleaned her up. He chose Esther. There come a time that there was a wicked man over there just like the devil is today. He said, I'm going to get him. Mordecai was the one that raised Esther, a Jew. He raised her. He brought her up right. I believe, I know he did. There ain't no doubt in my life. When you bring up people right, they're different. They're different. It shows. It shows they're different. He brought up Esther to be different, amen. Y'all, can y'all just give me, I'll try not to go more than 10 more minutes, but I'm having a time tonight. If I had this figured out, I'd quit a long time ago. But Brother Stacy, he's got a hold of me now, and I'm just going with him, amen. Mordecai brought her up right. The Bible said to train them up. I believe he trained her. I believe he taught her the right thing. But thank God, oh my boy, he might not be where he needs to be, but I guarantee you, he knows the Lord, and he knows where he ought to be. And I'm still praying, Brother Tony. I'm still praying that he'll get in there and get on fire like he was when he was a teenager. Thank you, Jesus. I can't give up. You shouldn't give up. The devil will beat your brains out and say, it's your fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. No, it's not. Let me just give you one scripture. Brother Russell Jolly, before he died, he had a lot of confidence in me, and I don't know why. He's one of the greatest preachers ever done. He asked me a question. His boy was a dope addict. Jason stole from him, sold all his stuff for dope and drugs. We squalled and prayed over and over and over, Grace, and he wouldn't get right with God. He said, he said he's saved, but he's not right. He said, I don't understand it, Brother Randy. He said, I've given my life to the Lord. He said, it must be my fault. I looked at him. I said, was it God's fault when Adam fell? He just broke like a ripe watermelon. He said, thank you, preacher. It's not our fault every time. We do the best we can to bring them up. It's their choice, amen. That's good preaching, amen. I know it is. I brag it on the Lord, not me. He sent that. Wasn't God's fault Adam fell. He listened to the wrong voice. Eve. He saw Eve take of that and eat it. And then she didn't die. Didn't drop over dead. He said, I believe I'll do the same thing. And he did. They didn't die physically, but they died spiritually. Amen. When you take and eat the wrong thing, you are going to die spiritually. That's another message, Lord. Esther went out there. He brought her up right. They got her cleaned up. I believe she's already clean. You can believe what you want to. Presented before King Ahasuerus, he chose her. Come a time, Haman said, Mordecai, Haman got promoted. The king told him he's going to do this and do that. Haman's head swelled about like a lot of preachers do when God bless them. Their head gets about as big as a bucket. About like that bass I caught Friday. I called him a bucket mouth. I've seen preachers had some bucket mouths. Amen. Glory, I feel good tonight. I feel like preaching. Amen. I mean, they ain't got nothing but a big old bucket mouth. They ain't been studying. They ain't been praying. They ain't been living right. You can't preach this, amen, unless you live right. Amen. Old Haman's head swelled up. He thought, I got him. Old Mordecai comes by. The commandment was when Haman come by, everybody was supposed to bow, young'uns. Let me give you this. You don't bow to anybody but the Lord. Don't you ever do it. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You don't bow to the Pope. You don't bow to me. You don't bow to anybody, but you bow to Him, because the Bible said every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, because that's the King's Son, amen. And we've got to bow. Huh? He's the one that saved us, amen. Mordecai wouldn't bow. Old Haman was full of fury, so he built a gallows 40 feet high. I believe it's right, Brother Darrell. I believe it's 30, was it 40? Whatever it was a big old gallows. He built it. He was going to hang Mordecai on it. That's what he thought. This is the way the devil operates. Every now and then he'll say, Thomas, I got you. You messed up. I got you. I built that gallows just for you. You know what happens? The Bible said that he was going to destroy all the Jews. Guess who that got? Esther. Mordecai called Esther in there and said, do you think you're going to escape this? You're just like me. Y'all think you're going to get by with the devil not coming at you? You're just like me. The devil's going to attack God's people. Read Revelation chapter 12. He's come down with great wrath against the great war, against the remnant of his seed. That's the church, amen. If you think it's an easy road, it's not an easy road, but it's a glorious road. It's a glory road. I love that song. I'm just about through. I'm about to give out. But he built that gallows. He said, you're going to have to go in before the king. You're going to have to make a petition for me and your people. She said, I can't do that. She said, I can't. He ain't called for me in a long time. I can't go in there. And don't you know, if the king don't call for you, you can't just walk into his presence. Amen. But when he calls for you, you can come. She said, go out there and fast and pray for me that I'll be able to go in there before the king. I believe there's a good prayer meeting right there, amen. Don't let us die, Lord. Let us go in. Let Esther go in to make petition, because he loved Queen Esther. The Bible said Esther went up there and presented herself before the king, and he held out that golden scepter. That meant she had access to come in. Thank God this gave me access right here. When I accepted it, I accepted the Word of God. I accepted the Spirit that dealt with me. He gave me access to get to God. I had to go through the door. And he said in John chapter 10, I am the door. He held this out. He said, do you accept this? Do you believe it? I said, I do, Lord. I do. He said, come on in. He let Esther come in. He said, what will thou, Queen Esther? And she told him what old Haman was doing. Said, I just want to have a banquet for him. She had this all planned out. God's always got a M.O.P. That's a master operating plan. Amen. You go in there, yelled out that scepter. Invite Haman to the banquet. I ain't got time to get all this, brother. Make a long story short. Haman went in there, fell on the queen's bed, got caught red-handed. Then got word that he was the one wanting to destroy the Jews. Esther said, he's wanting to destroy them. She said, uh-uh. King said, that ain't going to happen. Don't you ever fear death if you're saved. Because that soul that God saved is eternal. It belongs to him. The devil can't destroy it, sis. He can't get it. He can't do nothing about it because we got access. We got access. We're going in by the blood, son. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, when you get access and you accept that access, she went in there and put her life on the line and said, I'm here to make petition, amen. Yeah, so when you pray, and I hope you pray tonight, you may have prayed and prayed and prayed. Pray on, amen. The Bible said to pray without ceasing, amen. That means keep on praying. The gallows that Haman had built for Mordecai, when the king saw what he was doing, he said, take him and hang him. He got hung on his own gallows. The devil thinks he's got this figured out, but God has prepared a place for him called hell. It's not created for us. It's created for the devil and his angels. That's not even his final home. There's going to be one more time on the resurrection when we go up and we get a glorified body. The Bible said death and hell shall be cast into the lake of fire. That's his final judgment. A sumptuous feast given to someone. I thought about one or two people and I'll come to a close. I thought about Mephibosheth, little old cripple boy, put out there in Lodabar to die. Nobody knew much about him. He's a cripple. He ain't worth nothing. He can't do no work. Listen to this, King Obama. Just because people can't pay taxes don't mean they ain't worth something. Woo! Thank God I wish I had 5 minutes with him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We do mean something to God. Woo, I'm going to get locked up one of these days. That's funny to me because they locked up Paul and Silas. I'm going to sing, sis, and I'm going to pray. And if they beat me, I'm going to smile. Just hit me another lick or two because all you're doing is getting me a little bit closer to the Lord. If you're going to reign with him, the Bible said you will suffer with him. You think he took all them stripes for his health? He was telling us we're going to take a stripe every now and then. When you stand for God, you're going to get some stripes every now and then from the world. But they'll heal up. And God will bless you. One day, see, Jonathan David made a covenant. Jonathan made him swear, I believe on two occasions at least, Brother D.B., so when you come to be king, don't forget about my heirs. Swear that you won't cut them all off. So when you get a new king, they destroyed all the rest of them. They didn't want no problems. Kill them all. Don't leave none of them. But one escaped, named Mephibosheth. The rest of them was dead. He's a cripple. He ain't no danger to me. David's sitting on his throne one day. The Lord began to nudge his heart and said, have you forgot about Jonathan? You forgot about that covenant you made with Jonathan, the one that took off his armor, took off his bow, stripped himself, him being the next in line to be king, and Jonathan took it all up and said, give it to David. Had you forgot about your friend, Jonathan? So Jonathan called, David called Ziba in there. His servant said, "Is any left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for not my sake, for my servant Jonathan's sake?" You know why you're blessed? Because of Jesus. It's not about you. It's about Him. God looks over and said, that's one of them that my son died for. He needs a blessing. Amen. That's why you get blessed. It's not by works or righteousness. It's because of His love and mercy. Amen. There's one left out there, and he's a cripple. Where is he? He's in Lodabar, place of desolation, place of no bread, a desert place. He said, "Bring him to me." He couldn't walk because he was crippled. So he had to be carried. The Holy Ghost carried me, sis. After that first step I made by faith, Ryan, he carried me to an altar. I don't remember nothing but the first step. I'm just telling you the truth. Vicki said she took that first step. She felt like every sin she had was falling off of her. I love to hear her testimony. Thank you, Lord. He went in there and he felt it. They put him down before the King David. And he said, "What are you even looking to me like such a dead dog?" That's the way Mephibosheth felt. He didn't think nobody loved him. He didn't think nobody cared about him. That's the way a lot of sinners think. They know what the world's done to them, but God still loves them, amen. And He'll go get them. And when they come in there, they do feel like a dead dog, amen. He told him it was for his servant Jonathan's sake. He said, "Ziba, here's your command." He said, "Set him at my table." I believe they had a royal banquet. I believe that boy that had been starving out there in the desert, I believe his eyes got about that big. He saw all that food and he saw all that stuff to drink. He said, "You're going to sit at my table like one of the king's men." Amen. He made him an heir and a joint heir. Glory to God. He said, "You're going to eat continually at my table." He said, "And boys, you're going to serve him." Bible said, we go to heaven one day, there's going to be a supper. It's going to be an honor to you that accepted the blood and the word of God. The Bible said there's going to be a table spread. The Bible said the Lord himself is going to gird himself and come forth and serve us. If you ain't humble, you're going to get humble on that day. When you see the Son of God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, gird himself, it won't be a mystery, because we're going to know what he's fixed to do. I don't know what y'all going to do, but I'm going to eat everything I can get in my mouth. Amen. Every time I take a bite, I'm going to think about what he did for me. I'm going to feast sumptuously at the table of God, and you will too. Amen. I'm done. Come on, get a song. I've give you what God give me. Come on, if you need to pray. Come on, Brother Jeff. I've done what God told me. Have we been feasting at the banquet house? I think we did this week in revival. Come on, stand to your feet. I'm done. I've got to quit. I'm giving out. And y'all